Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Yehoshua. We're learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. We are in Perek Zayin, chapter 7. After chapter 6, in which the Jews demolished Jericho through Hashem's miracles, they went to war against the small town of Ai, not far away. They sent spies. The spies came back saying, it's a nothing. Send 2,000 men, 3,000 men. That's really all you need. Don't exhaust everybody. Yehoshua was not as arrogant. He sent the higher end. He sent 3,000. There was no message from Hashem about what to do, how to wage war against Ai. They simply go to war against Ai, and they are routed. They lose Kishloshim v'shisha ish, about 36 men. We noted that about 36 and gave some explanations for why it's approximately 36. But the nation flees, and we were told in chapter 7, sentence 5, Vayimas levav ha'am, the nation's heart melted, vayhi lamayim, it turned to water. This was devastating. Even though, as we said, losing 36, and we're going to come back to this again today, losing one is awful, right? We see our reaction with the losses that we've had. But you wouldn't have expected losing 36 to mean the entire army being routed, everybody fleeing, until you realize they're used to lo nifkad mimenu ish. They're used to not losing a single person. Losing one is like, wait, what happened? God abandoned us. Losing 36? And especially when you look in the Midrashim about the like 36 and who they lost. So the nation's heart melts. So Pasuk Vav, sentence 6, chapter 7, sentence 6. What does Yehoshua do? Vayikra Yehoshua Simlosa, Vayipol Apanav Arza Lifnei Aron Hashem Ad Ha'erev Hu V'Ziknei Yisrael, Vayalu Afar Arosham. Yehoshua tore his clothing, fell on his face in front of the Aron of Hashem until evening, him and the elders of Israel, and they put dirt on their heads. This is classic mourning behavior in Tanakh, right? From Yaakov when he hears about Yosef, through Eov when he suffers his terrible losses, through Ezra reacting to terrible news, tearing clothing, falling in front of the Aron, putting dirt on their heads. That's kind of normal in Tanakh for how one reacts to terrible things. But two notes here. Note number one, Moshe was never in this position, right? Plenty of times in Moshe's day, the Jews, were punished for things. But Moshe's never ignorant. Moshe knows when the Jews have been hit. Moshe knows that something's wrong, right? The only other time I can think of, the only time when Moshe actually doesn't know is when he's up on Har Sinai for the Egel, and Hashem tells him what they've done wrong. But when Hashem strikes the Jews, Moshe knows why. Yehoshua is completely in the dark. That's number one. Number two, Yehoshua's reaction is not military. He doesn't take this as a military defeat. His reaction is not, well, if they stopped 3,000, let's bring 30,000. That's not his reaction. His reaction is to take this as a religious event. He turns to Hashem in tefillah, in prayer. The person whose focus is on Hashem looks for Hashem in all events. And that was the reaction in the Midbar, in the wilderness, when anything happened, was to look to Hashem. So the same thing is true here. So what does Yehoshua say once he has fallen on his face all day? Vayomer Yehoshua, aha! Aha, an expression of grief, an expression of mourning. The Targum on this says, Kabel Ba'usi. It's actually a statement, a demand. Hashem, accept my prayers. Hashem Elokim, Lama he'avarta ha'avir es ha'am hazeh es ha'yardain. Why did you bring this nation across the Yarden? Laseis osanu biyad ha'emori leha'avidenu, to put us in the hands of the Amori to destroy us. Velu ho'alnu v'neshev be'ever ha'yardain. If we had only stayed on the other side of the Yarden. And then he continues, sentence 8. Be, Hashem, me, God, or please, God, the word be admits of multiple translations. Ma omar, what am I supposed to say? Say to the Jews, say to anybody. Achrei shafach Yisrael oref lifnei oyvav, now that the Jews have turned tail before the enemy, they've turned the back of their neck to the enemy, meaning we fled. V'yishmu ha-Knani v'cho yoshvei haaretz. The Knani and all of the residents of the land are going to hear this, the people whose hearts had melted before us. V'nasabu aleinu, now they're going to turn around and attack us. V'chrizu ha-Shmeinu min haaretz, they'll wipe us out, because apparently we don't have your protection. U'mata aseh l'shimcha ha-gadol. And what are you going to do for your reputation, your great name? This is a remarkable reaction. Go back to the beginning of the reaction. When he says, why did you give us over to them to destroy us? We would have been better off if we stayed on the other side of the Yarden. Yehoshua seems to have joined Dor HaMidbar, right? The generation of the wilderness, right? That's what he sounds like. It's really a strong statement that Yehoshua is making. Not just that, not only that, the statement that Yehoshua is making is actually almost word for word what the Jews said after the Meraglim. If you were to take a look in Sefer Devarim, Perek Aleph, chapter 1, sentence 27, 28, the reaction of the Jews to the Meraglim, Moshe says, you complained in your tents when the spies came back with this report, and you said, "Bisinas Hashem osanu hotzianu meretz Mitzrayim." Hashem took us out of Egypt because He hates us. Laseis osanu biyado emori lahashmidenu, to put us in the hands of the emori lahashmidenu, to destroy us. Almost word for word, Yehoshua says, "Laseis osanu biyado emori lehaavidenu." Right, but it's basically the same thing. So he said there in the Jews said there in Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, why did you do this? Yehoshua seems to be saying the same exact thing. But the truth of the matter is that while there are parallels, the greater parallels are to Moshe and Moshe's reactions. The part about blaming Hashem is not so different from what Moshe says after the Egel, and what Moshe says after the Meraglim. If you go back to the story of the Meraglim as it appears in Parshas Shlach, so you're looking in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yedaled, Moshe says to God, you know what the world's going to say. The nation's going to hear, that you weren't able to bring the Jews into the land, and the Jews are going to suffer in war, and they're going to die. They're going to say, well, I guess you just didn't have the power. The same thing he said after the Egel. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, notes the parallels between these two reactions, the reaction of Yehoshua and the reaction of Moshe. Hang on one second, I'm just finding it. Rav Nachman says, quoting Rav, it's Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes you a pasuk in Mishlei, Tachanunim yedaber rosh v'ashir yane azus. It says, the poor man speaks pleadingly, whereas the wealthy one answers boldly. So Tachanunim yedaber rosh, the lowly man, the poor man, responds with pleading, ze Moshe, that's Moshe. V'ashir yane azus ze Yehoshua, whereas the wealthy one answers boldly, that's Yehoshua. What do you mean? And then the Gemara says, are you sure that Yehoshua and Moshe really responded differently? After all, we're going to see here that Yehoshua, once he finds out what Achan has done wrong, he's going to take what Achan stole and throw it down on the ground before Hashem. And Rav Nachman says he throws it down before God. So the Gemara says, is that what you mean when you say Yehoshua is bold? The fact that he throws it down in front of God as though he's challenging God for having punished the Jews for these small things that Achan stole? But Pinchas did the same thing. This is now a medrash. When Pinchas kills Zimri and Cosby and he davens before God, the text says, Vayifalel, which we usually take to mean, and then he davened, but it's Vayifalel, not Vayitpalel. So Rabbi Elazar says that he actually turned to God and he demanded of God, for this, for Zimri and Cosby, you have all these people die. So Yehoshua's response is parallel to Pinchas' response in the medrash. Yehoshua says to God, did this warrant it? Pinchas did the same thing. And if you're going to say, well, yeah, that's a medrash, they also bring you from Psukim. Yoshua, yes, he said, why did you bring us across the Yarden? But Moshe, after the Egel, said, Lama harayosa, lama, not after the Egel, excuse me, Moshe in Mitzrayim, when Paro didn't listen, it said, Lama harayosa la'am hazeh, why did you harm this nation? So there are parallels between Yahushua's reaction and Moshe's reaction. The Gemara does stop short when Yahushua says, why did we cross the Yarden? That far the Gemara does not go. But I'm just noting that Yahushua's sense of betrayal by Hashem, his sense that you set certain expectations and then you let us down, is not unprecedented. Even though his words are harsh, even though he sounds like the Jews in the Midbar saying we should have stayed on the other side of the Yarden and the complaints that they did after the Meraglim, nonetheless, we find strong language from Pinchas, we find strong language from Moshe. He also said, Ma Omar, what am I going to say? Meaning, what am I going to say to the Jews? What am I going to say now to turn them around? You know, Malbim here makes the comment that they could have overcome losing 36 men. But since they turned and ran, how am I supposed to rally them? That's the way that Malbim reads what Yoshua is saying. Abarbanel makes the point. He says, if you're going to tell me that we're on our own in fighting these battles, how am I supposed to lead the Jews? This is going to inspire the Canaanites to attack us. So the main point out of Yoshua's reaction, and we'll stop with this, is we've lost all confidence. My confidence in the mission, the nation's confidence in their ability to take this land. I feel betrayed. Why did we even come here? Yoshua's reaction to the loss is to pin it squarely on Hashem. This is clearly God. I don't know why. Moshe knew why. I don't know why. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do, how I'm supposed to go forward. Sad note for ending. Fortunately, Pasuk Yud, sentence 10, is going to begin. Vayomer Hashem al Yoshua, kum lach. Hashem says to Yoshua, get up, you. And we'll talk about the significance of kum lach. But Hashem is going to tell Yoshua how to proceed.